Our quest for freedom, building. You don't necessarily need to have a written plan before you start building something, but ideally you should have a general idea of what you're planning to do and what the end product should look like. Our building for a free future therefore necessarily starts with imagining it. By coming together to discuss this, by exchanging ideas, we're in fact creating a culture. Because this culture stands outside all the think of the current system and bases its outlook on completely different, even opposite principles, it is a counterculture. Fellow freedom fighter Crow Capel has called for, quote, a strategy of cultural inversion, creating a counterculture by consciously rejecting the values of the dominant culture, exodus, exiting mainstream society, and ethnogenesis, turning a counterculture into a permanent culture, end quote. From this, it is clear that a sense of purpose forms as much a part of this counterculture as it does of the individual who devotes his or her life to spirit, truth, and freedom. It's a conscious rejection of current society, an inversion that is, in truth, merely the reversal of this society's inversion of natural order. And this rejection has the conscious purpose of exiting the society and creating something real and long-standing outside its control. This kind of idea has been around for a long time, of course, but I've noticed that it is one that has been seriously revived in the 2020s. There has been a reaction in the human soul against the grim future presented to us by the COVID pretext Great Reset, a strongly felt yearning to live otherwise. In practical terms, this means seeking a simple, self-sufficient life beyond the urban matrix of control. We can all take immediate steps in that general direction. For some useful suggestions in this respect, I would point readers to a new blog, At the Grassroots. It quotes Bill Mollison in pointing out, quote, to let people arrange their own food, energy and shelter is to lose economic and political control over them. We should cease to look to power structures, hierarchical systems or governments to help us and devise ways to help ourselves, end quote. It also quotes Jules Deveis of UrbanHomestead.org. Quote, growing food yourself has become the most radical of acts. It is truly the only effective protest, one that can and will overturn the corporate powers that be. By the process of directly working in harmony with nature, we do the one thing most essential to change the world. We change ourselves. End quote. So the psychological change that we need in order to revolt goes hand in hand with a physical change, the embracing of the need for simplicity and self-sufficiency as the purposeful foundation of a counterculture that aims to cut itself free from the system.